Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Radio.
Well, we need to go on back to the church like used to. Go on back to the church like used to. Go on back to the church like used to. Go on back to the church like used to. I want to preach the preacher like. I want the preacher to preach like you used to. I want the preacher to preach like we used to. Go back to the church like you used to. I want the choir to sing. I want the choir used to. I want the choir to sing like you used to. I want the choir to sing. Like I want the usher, like you. Yeah. I want the usher, like me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. We're excited to be here on Great Awakening Christian Radio, amen, hallelujah, where we believe in spreading the gospel of truth worldwide. Glory to God, amen. Thank you all for tuning in to our Apostolic Prophets Arise and Release the Word of the Lord, amen. Before I even get started, I want to make sure Apostle, amen, is on the air. Apostle LaQuan, are you there?
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You feeling all right?
Yes. Blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Hallelujah. We this particular broadcast, amen, only will last 30 minutes. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to release you, amen, to release as the Holy Spirit leads. Hallelujah. But before we even get into the word, Father God, we just thank you for every listener right now. Father God, we bring every thought to the obedience of Christ that every listener may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you right now to do a new work in your people all over the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Shift the atmosphere. Father God, break every yoke on this radio station today, Father God. And we thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. Touch the speaker on today. Glory to God. Strengthen her even now. We bind up every spirit that may fight against the woman of God as she begins to release what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And Father God, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for supernatural increase. We thank you for moving by your power. We thank you for doing exceedingly and abundantly above all than what we can ask or think, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch every heart right now. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the woman of God coming on. Amen. Guys, we release her for this moment, for this season, in this hour. Father God, we just thank you for doing it right now. In Jesus' name. Okay. Amen. Go ahead on, Apostle. I want to introduce her. Amen. She's a powerful woman of God. Amen. She's a owner and founder of Godly Fierce Online Boutique. Amen. Not only that, she's a no-nonsense, amen, kind of preacher. Glory to God. And I really admire, amen, the anointing on her life. I present to you Apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, Apostle LaQuanda Everett. Glory to God.
Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, people of God. God is definitely speaking in this hour. and he began to speak to me. He had me in Ezekiel, and I want you guys to go over to Ezekiel chapter 6 really quick, and I'm going to read it very quickly. And he said, now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, set your face toward the mountains of Israel and prophesy against it. And he began to say, and say, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus the Lord says, God, to the mountains, to the hills, to the ravens, and to the valleys. Indeed, I will bring the sword against you, and I will destroy you in your high places. And what God began to tell me is why he told Ezekiel to put his face toward the mountain. He said, the things that assault itself against me, the very things that come up against me and draw my people and make them depart, I want my prophets and my apostles to rise up and begin to prophesy. But what is happening in the church? We want to prophesy cars. We want to prophesy mountains. And these are the very things. These are the very things that tear God's people apart from him. And God say, look to the mountain. God say, look to that very thing that they desire. Look to the very thing that they love. Look to the very thing that they put before me. And I want you to prophesy, prophet. I want you to prophesy that it may tear down every false altar, that it may tear down every false god, every paganism and shrine that they host in their conferences, that they host in their churches, that they host in their revivals. And God began to tell me, he said, the mountains, were a place that Israel liked to host their false worships. And what he said, they operated in rebellion and honor of the in regards to the false gods. So understand, let me take you back to the history of the mountains. If you notice that every servant, most prophets, God would use that as a retreat to speak to his prophets on the mountain. Remember, when Abraham came out, he spoke to God on Moriah, on Mount Moriah, and he gave Isaac as a sacrifice on Mount Moriah. And there where he experienced, God gave a ram in the bush. Then you go back on, and then you will see where Moses met God on Mount Sinai. And that is where we got the Ten Commandments. God said the very place that was sacred to me, you took it and you put your paganism and your shrines that you made with your hands that can do nothing for you. Now I'm going to destroy them. Now I'm going to tear them down. Now I'm going to put slain bodies before your idols, before your false altars. Let me go back because I know we have to get over this. Just as, listen here. God began to show me. Prophetess, he said, just as a spouse who does not want his wife or her husband to see her cheating or in infidelity, he said, this is what they attempted to do to me. They went to a secluded place. They went to a secluded place away from the temple. Understand that when you experience any mountain, when you go into any valley, God says, and he said, he told Ezekiel, he said, go into prophesy against the hills, the ravens, and the valleys. If you look at any valley, any raven, any mountain, you will know that those are secluded places. Those places you cannot go in city limits and see. So nobody can really walk up on you in your adultery. Nobody can walk up on you in your fornication. Nobody can walk up on you being fraudulent with God. Because this is the very place that you go to, that secluded place where nobody will see you.
Yes.
And God began to tell me, Israel took their eyes of adultery and their infidelity, and where there was a remnant, they attempted to hide it for the true people that were following God. No. Come on, I'm just speaking.
Yes.
Israel assumed if they did not operate near the temple, see, catch this, they assumed if they did not operate near the temple, God would not care or see.
My God.
They limited God to only the building.
My God.
So they said, let us take it into the wilderness. Let us take it into the mountains. And he won't see. He won't care. He won't care about our false worship. He won't care the very where we're laying down and having sex. He won't care. Because we're not near the church. We're not near
Jesus.
The temples. We're not near the place of worship. And God say, you prophets begin to prophesy. You begin to prophesy against the very thing that they think I don't see.
My God.
If you look at the mountains are valleys and ravens, they are all covered by nature. Understand, remember, nature covers the world. Nature covers many things that we don't see with the human eye. We can hide in the wilderness. We can hide in valleys. We can hide in the mouths of ravens.
My God.
And the people of God begin to believe that their sin was hidden from God because they went on the mountain, in the valleys, in the wilderness. And they forgot, remember, this is the same God that that walked not only Israel through the wilderness for 40 years and their sandals did not give out.
My God.
Our God cannot be contained.
Yes.
So now you witness Abba. Abba begins to talk to Ezekiel. And he said, look toward the very thing, the mountains that Israel thought I didn't see, and prophesy against it. And he lets me know, and the three things that have become idols, he said, their pleasure, their position, and possession. Thing they're boasting in, and the very thing they boast in what they have and they do.
Jeez.
This is where the church is. We boast in the things that we have. We boast in the things that we do. But the power comes from God. Outside God's power, we are nothing.
Come on with it.
Outside God's power, we cannot preach. Outside of the power of God, we cannot heal bodies. We cannot deliver. It is God's power. Remember, Paul said, I come not by the word, but it comes by power.
Come on now.
And then you begin to look at it, and then Ezekiel then begins to go into details. And I begin to ask God, I said, well, God, why was the slain bodies before the altars? He said, before in the past I commanded them to bring animals to me to slain. He said, but the very thing, they're taking at my animals and they're putting it before their shrines and their false gods. But what I'm going to do, one even better, I'm going to take them and lay them before the false gods and the altars and see will their God deliver them.
My God.
We have to get back to the place. Sometimes we're trying to deliver people that don't want to be delivered. And God is saying, hand them over to what they love. If they want to be laying in front of their false idols, if they want to desire their false gods, give them over to them that they may be delivered and repent of their sins.
Mm.
And oftentimes we are tolling and we're tearing with people that have no love of God in them and that we do not really want to be delivered.
Hallelujah.
And then what we find, what you find in this season, you find many prophets and apostles that are wore out, perplexed.
Mm.
You find many prophets and apostles that walk away from ministry because guess what? You're still trying to attach yourself to people who God has not assigned you to.
My God, that's good.
And if you will begin, God is saying, if you will begin to prophesy, begin to speak to the very things that stand up against me. I don't care whether it's fornication. I don't care if it's sexual immorality. These are the things that my people are desiring in my church. You have now where you have homosexuality in the midst of the church and people, men being with men, women with women, and they are carrying on whole congregations. But nobody won't speak to that thing and prophesy against it. We will apply it. We will go along with the way. But God is saying, speak to the very thing that hinders my people. Speak to the very thing and make people depart from me. Speak to the very thing that my people are bowing down to.
My God. Jesus.
We know that we have allowed certain things to enter into God's house. We have allowed certain behaviors to be attached to God's people, and we don't say a word because we're so busy trying to show the love of Christ. But if you notice here that God told Ezekiel, you have the right. You have the right to prophesy against anything that assaults itself above me.
Yes.
Anything that puts itself above me. Anything that puts itself in front of me. We have vainglory. Prophesy against it. We have prophecies being thrown just for money. Prophesy against it. Operating in witchcraft, you're operating in the honor of the Most High God. He is giving you power. He is giving you authority to preach and teach and prophesy.
Yes, God.
And if we would get back to these very things of stop trying to prophesy things into people that God has not even predestined them in this season to
My
help.
God.
Some of them need healing and deliverance, but you want to give them a car first.
My God.
I don't don't have no problem prophesying against the very thing that is killing you, the very thing
yes,
of
Lord.
Greed, which has become your idolatry, the very thing that you focus on, the very thing that you chase. The Bible says devil money is the root to all evil. I will prophesy
yes, Lord.
Against that thing in you, that it may come out of you and that you may repent.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
God said this. He said, this is one verse that I love to. He said, I want all to come to repentance. He said, I want not one to perish, but all come to repentance. So because he said that, that means that God is giving an open form, not only for healing and deliverance from that, for that homosexuality, that sexual immorality, that fraudster, that liar, that thief. And I believe that we're in a place where we have hindered God's people because we want to pour out materialistic things when it's a spiritual thing.
My God, that's good.
You want to give them the materialistic thing. You want to give them the physical gift. But God is calling for us to prophesy spiritual gifts, which simply means they need to operate in the destiny that God has called them to. You got people who don't even know the basic Bible. But they
My
know
God.
How to run down a prophet. They know how to run down a word.
Speak,
but
Lord.
They don't know the basic Bible. They don't know the basic principles of what God is asking, what God is requiring of us. And if we would get back to the place of preaching Jesus, come on, because that
yes.
is what's going to break yoke. That is what
yes.
is going to break bondages. That is what is going to set captives free. If we can get back preaching the blood,
Jesus.
That the blood still works. The blood still heals. The blood still overcomes. We're in a very desolate place in the church. And we have to all, I feel like the whole body has to be in a function together. We cannot,
yes.
I don't care, the apostles need the prophets need the pastors
yes.
need the evangelists need the teachers. And if we can all walk in unity,
yes,
we are supposed to be in a place where when we preach, we are supposed to be so entwined with each other and the prophetic word of what God is saying.
Yes.
One prophet is supposed to be able to speak that and you hear the no. If you look at that Bible, and the Bible shows us even when Ezekiel was preaching, Jeremiah was preaching, Hosea was preaching, Isaiah was preaching, they all were coming on one accord pretty much with the
yes.
same word.
My God.
Why is it that God, when God is speaking in this time and when God is speaking in this hour, you got 50 prophets saying the same different things but not the same thing, and everyone, you got one over here
Jesus.
Saying money, and you got one over here saying that God is finna buy you a new house, and you got one over here saying repent because the kingdom at hand.
My God. Jesus.
We are no longer walking on one accord. And God is trying to bring his people back to a place and a posture of prayer. This is what Ezekiel's mission was. God told him to begin to prophesy against the mountains because I need you to let them know I'm going to destroy it, and they will not have anywhere to worship but me.
That's right.
Sometimes God has to break you to make you. Sometimes your pain and suffering is your deliverance. Come on.
That's good.
We look at pain and deliverance as something bad, but sometimes your pain and deliverance is your deliverance. God had to bring destruction and the sword and famine and pestilence upon this nation so that they would begin to hear and see him again. The very
right.
ancient mountains that he used as a retreat, they were now using as pagan shrines. And God is telling the churches, come out of your high places. Come from within the walls. See, some of y'all are so church you want to stay within the walls. You don't even want to go beyond them.
My God.
The homeless man cannot afford your conference. The prostitute cannot afford your conference.
Yes.
Come on.
That's
the
right.
The widow cannot afford your conference. The single mama who is struggling out of wedlock with her children cannot afford your conference.
Yes,
if
Lord.
We can come beyond our comfortability, God is stretching his people beyond their comfortability. But this is the problem. We have become so complacent. We're so complacent with where we're at. So when God tries to shift, you can't even tell the apostolic shift because you don't even know how to discern it.
My God.
God is telling you to go over here, but you still stuck way where you started from. And God has said, no, I'm trying to shift you over here. I need you to go out here and minister to my people. I need you to go over here in Georgia and do this. I need you to go over here in South Carolina. You can't even catch it because guess what? You're so complacent.
Yes, God. My God. Speak, Holy Ghost.
Many of them are very complacent with what feeds their belly, what draws numbers, what brings numbers into conferences. Listen here, one thing I'm telling you that God is doing a lot of exposing this season. This is exposure season. And I tell preachers, you're only a scandal away from being exposed. And if you don't get on your face,
yes,
if you don't get over your face and repent and turn from every evil and wickedness, you will be exposed. You will be exposed just like Israel was. Israel was exposed of their pagan shrines that they were trying to hide in the mountains. They were exposed of the gods that they were had them made with their hands and the images that they were worshiping, and they could not even resurrect those dead bodies that God had put before those altars.
My God.
Sometimes what I've learned is that God will put you in a very desolate place, and he will break you down to nothing. So he will let you see will that false God that you are worshiping, that false God that you have put before me, will it deliver?
Yes. That's right.
Will your money be able to make you healthy and wealthy?
Uh-oh.
Do you believe that? Spiritually. Will your money be able to make you healthy and wealthy? And I'm not talking about the wealthy physically. I'm talking about spiritually.
That's right.
Because we know that wealth cannot buy God. He has a house on a thousand mules. There ain't no way we could even fathom his level of value.
My God.
And oftentimes we sit in our big houses. We drive our fancy cars, and they believe that that means something to God. I would like to tell you right now, wealth don't always mean your favor.
That's right.
You got some wealthy people that are evil, that don't even have the love of Christ. And I ain't just talking about the world. I'm talking about in the church.
My God. Amen.
Because you got to think, how did it accumulate that wealth? What shrine did they bow down to?
Mm.
What voodoo priest did they run to?
Mm.
What witch have they dabbled with? What palm reader have they been talking to? See, a lot of people have dabbled in witchcraft. And have obtained things through falsehood. And what God is saying, even to the church, there is no integrity. The integrity in the church has been lost. God is trying to restore the integrity of his bride. Who has bewitched the queen? The Lord brought
Jesus.
Me that word, and he said, who has bewitched the queen? Who has seduced you into the doctrine?
Mm.
Who has made you depart from me?
My God.
Church is still operating, of course, with blemishes and cracks. And that's why Jesus said, I will not come. I'm coming back for a church without a spot or a blemish. Because he understands that we're wounded. He understands that we're afflicted. He understands that we're imperfected. But I would like to believe that the church is in a place where it's just holding off the time that we could be in the glory of God. Because we were in a position and posture. I know that people got to be ready for Jesus to come back.
Yes, Lord.
But we're still in a very immature state.
Yes.
And as he said, he will not come back to, he has a church without a spot or a blemish.
That's good.
Without a spot or a blemish. But many of us, we can't, we are still on baby milk. We can't even eat the steak.
Yes.
We can't eat the steak. And our revelation is ankle deep. And when I say that, God is speaking to prophets. God is speaking to apostles.
Yeah.
But he is speaking to expand your territory in your thoughts. Expand your territory in your heart where you can receive the hidden truth.
That's right.
This is why we have prophets. Listen, this is why we have prophets walking around here prophesying anything. Because they have not allowed God to expand their revelation, increase their thoughts, increase their heart, And when your heart is built small and it has no more room to receive from God because you won't allow, you're so caught up in religiosity, you won't allow God to open up and pour the hidden truth, so you operate ankle deep in the word.
My God.
We're in a place now that we have to sound the alarm and spare not.
Yes, amen.
We have to sound the alarm and spare not. And we have to call these shrines out of the wilderness. We have to call these things that they are worshiping out of the wilderness. We have to begin to prophesy against them. We have to begin to prophesy against the false prophets.
Yes, my God.
I challenge any leader. You want to see the power of God? Stand with God.
Yes.
You want to see the power of God? Because I'm going to tell you something. Even God requires you to pick a side. He told Jabez,
yes,
you stand with the enemy of the Lord. To experience
right.
God, to walk with God, God gave him word. He said, to walk with me is to focus on me. The minute you lose your focus on me is the minute you will see yourself sinking.
Yes, God.
Sometimes this is a good word, a prophetess that God gave me when I was
yes.
in consecration.
My God.
And he began to speak to me. He said, it was not the storm and your problems are not my issue. And when he say that, that's no problem to me.
Yes.
The only problem comes, you become the problem when you become the problem.
Yes.
So he began to tell me, your problems are nothing to me. I can fix them. Nothing
Come
too
on
big,
now.
Nothing too small for me. So that's why I tell you, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you.
Exactly. Amen.
Because I'm the regulator of the problem. My throne sits at the flood. So when you bring your problems to me, I've already fixed them. But
That's
what
right.
the problem is waiting for you is to carry the weight of faith.
That's right.
And he said, my problem with Peter was when I called him out of the boat, it was not the storm. When I called Peter out of the boat, it was not the storm. It was the problem when Peter became the storm and made the storm his problem and not allowed me to be the regulator, not allow himself to keep his eyes on the one who is able to keep him from falling.
Yes.
Sometimes we're so easy, we become our problem. We'll become our problem so easy, and what we begin to do is stagnate in faith.
My God.
And we think our problem is too big for God. And God said, your problem is not what's the issue here. The issue is when you become your problem.
Yes, that's good.
That means when you sit and you worry all day and you become your problem, when you make foolish mistakes because of your problem, because sometimes we can get in a desperate time, come desperate measures, now we have become our problem. Now we bring things to God and then we begin to try to fix it. Now we have become our problem.
My God.
And then when we pray to God, then after we come out of prayer, we're still doubting God to fix it. Now we have become our problem. The storm wasn't
yes.
the problem. It was Peter who was the problem.
Yes, amen.
Because if I tell you
amen.
To come to me, that's what I mean. If I tell you I got you, that's what it is. And if God's people will humble themselves under the
yes.
mighty hand of God. Under the mighty hand of God. God said, then I will assault them in due time.
My God.
But the reason why the church is so stagnated because we don't want to humble ourselves before his hand anymore. We're so concerned with platforms and fame and TV and power.
Yes, amen.
And those are the very gods that have made God's people become contaminated and has made God's people turn from him. I want to be
My
famous.
God.
But I'm going to tell you something. Real prophets are not called to be famous.
That's right. Amen.
They're called to make Jesus famous.
Amen. Apostle, we got to go. We out of time. We out of time. That was a powerful, dynamic word. I want you to tell the people really quick, how can they order from your website and how we can sow into your ministry?
You can order from my website, www.godlyfierce.com. And to sow into my ministry, my PayPal is Laquanda Everett, LAQUANDA Everett, EVERETT 37@gmail.com.
Apostle, we honor you here at Great Awakening Christian Radio. Amen. I'm telling you, woman of God, keep up the good word. I'm excited for what God is doing in your life. And thank you so much for coming on, hanging out with us today. Amen. This is www.gabradio.org, Great Awakening Christian Radio. You can listen in 24/7, 641-793-9494.
I want the preacher to preach like me. Go back to the church like you. I want the choir to sing. I want the choir. I want the choir to sing like you. I want the choir to sing like we used to. Go back to the church like you. I want the usher to usher like you. Yeah. I want the usher to usher like we. Choir sing like you, choir. I want the choir to sing like you. I want the choir to sing.